Muy buenas tardes. Un saludo al misionero Miguel Lemus de Marín y a todos los ministros y hermanos y hermanas.
Good afternoon. Greetings to the missionary Miguel Bermúdez Marín and to all the ministers and brothers and sisters who are connected through the satellite Amazonas and the satellite Eutelsat 8, and also by internet and other means of communication. Today, Friday, May 17th of this year 2024. The subject we have for this Bible study for today is the coming of the Son of Man as the lightning, preached on Friday, June 12th of 2015, here in Calle, Puerto Rico. The scripture that our brother William used in this message, we find it in Matthew 24, verse 27 and on. And let us read in the Gospel according to Mark, on the 13th chapter, where he tells us about this occasion. And there we find the way Mark spoke it. He tells us, verse 24 and on says, "But in those days, after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory." And he writes Revelation 10, 1-11. In this version here, in this Bible, "And then shall he send his angels and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven." And he writes Matthew 4:2 below it, and Isaiah 60:1-2. And once again he writes there Revelation 10:1-11 and 19 of Revelation 11-19. And let us turn to the Gospel according to Luke. On chapter 13, verse 24, "Strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. There he draw a cornerstone and the ages." In other words, I don't know which part that person is from which age and in which age they stayed. "Then shall ye begin to say, We have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast fought in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be the weeping and gnashing of teeth, when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west, and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last." The coming of the Son of Man as the lightning. You may please be seated. He tells us in the message, Christ on the cross triumphed over the satanic powers, preached on November 13, 2004 in Santa Cruz, Bolivia. He tells us, Christ identified the scriptures that were being fulfilled in Him, and He identified Himself as the fulfillment of those scriptures. And each messenger that God sends to earth in the midst of His people must do that. John identified himself with the scriptures that were being fulfilled in him. When they asked him, "Are you the Messiah? Are you Elijah? Are you the prophet?" He said, "No. I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness." Because that was what was promised to be fulfilled in John the Baptist. Because he was that voice of one crying in the wilderness of Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3 to 15. And he was also the messenger that God would send before the Lord, before the angel of the covenant. And now, Peter, Paul, and every messenger could say that he was the fulfillment of the coming of the angel messenger corresponding to the age in which God sent him. And the Reverend William Branham identifies the ministry that is in him as the ministry of Elijah. He also identifies that ministry as the ministry of the angel of the seventh age, the seventh angel of the seventh age. He identifies him in different ways. But that is the Holy Spirit in him identifying that messenger. Now, we have seen that for this end time, there is a great blessing from God in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of Christ, in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us continue here in the book of quotations, page 118, paragraph 1058, where it says, let us read it again. There on page, is page 119. Let us confirm. But it is 119. So you can have it. That page of the book of quotations, which we have read. Page 119, paragraph 1058. Where it says, let us read it again. There, Brother William begins to read that paragraph. I may be building a platform for somebody else to step on. I may, and three dots. And a Brother William says, and who will dare to get up on that platform? Only one person will dare to go up, being conscious that he is that person, and God will back him up. Who is the one that will get on that platform? The one foreshadowed. Anyone else who tries to get up on that platform will have problems before God. In our terms, we will say, anyone who tries to get up on that platform who is not the person that is supposed to go up will have a hard fall head first. That means he will fall and break his neck. I may be taken before that time. And Brother William says, and now, here it is announced that maybe he will, three dots, he might depart before that is fulfilled. Before that person gets up on the platform that he prepared. In other words, at that time when he was talking about this, he had not yet been fulfilled. The person who would get on that platform was not there yet. Notice how that seventh seal, the revelation of the seventh seal, which is the revelation of the coming of the Lord with His angels, is becoming more and more clear, because the seventh seal would be open in the vision of the great tenth cathedral that was shown to the Reverend William Branham, where God would be giving the people that revelation. At that time when that vision was shown, he saw what was happening, which will be at this time in which we are living. God is fulfilling His word, His prophecy, His vision. And now here it is announced that maybe he will. He might depart before that is fulfilled, before that person gets up on the platform that he prepared. The forerunner prepares the people for something that is going to come. He prepares everything for him. He makes him a platform saying, a person will come after me. A person will come after me. I am not that person, but a person is going to come who is going to fulfill these prophecies, who is going to fulfill this, and who is going to do this, and is going to do that. But I do believe that we are so close that I will not die of old age. In other words, at what time does Brother Branham says that that would be happening? At the time in which that ministry would then be being manifested in the midst of the people, and that he would not reach that old age. Because notice, it says, a person will come after me, and I'm not that person, but a person is going to come who is going to fulfill these prophecies, who is going to fulfill this, and who is going to do this, and is going to do that. Brother William says, right there, he quotes again the book of quotations, and he continues reading. But I do believe that we are so close that I will not die of an old age. How old would he be by this time? Like 91 years old, Miguel? 95 years old? Subtract 9 from 104. 104 minus 9 is 95. 95 years old. That age is an age by which a person has usually departed. When Brother Branham was about 53 years old, more or less around there, he said, my father already, three dots. I don't know how old he was when he died. Was he 51 or 55? But his father died when he was 50-something. He said, I am getting old, something like that. He was already showing that from one moment to another, he had to depart. He had already reached the decade of the 50s. He didn't know he had to leave. Yet he said, my father died at 51 years old, more or less. We can find that later, the exact age when he said. And I am over that for maybe 2 or 3 years, as he said there. In other words, he was waiting for one moment to another to depart. Remember that at that date, when he preached on the wings of a snow-white dove back in November, he already knew by then. God had already revealed it to him, that God was going to take him, he says. Now that you heal me, now you're going to take me. But it says here, I will never die of an old age. He goes back to the quote there, Brother William says. Now, I says here, I will never die with old age, yet at 54 years old, I'll never die with old age until he's here. Brother William says, in other words, Brother Branham believed that before the age in which he had to die, by old age, if he made it to that old age, that before dying of old age, the one he prepared the way for would be here. In other words, if God extended his time and he was going to reach that old age, when regularly people depart, their days are over and God takes them, he says, unless I'm... Let us read that sentence of Brother William again. In other words, Brother Branham believed that before the age in which he had to die of old age, if he made it to that old age, that before dying of old age, the one he was preparing the way for had to be here. That is, he had to what? He had to be born. He had to be in the midst of the people. He had to be in that little body. He had to be born, because he cannot appear grown up all of the sudden. Rather, he had to be born. The seventh seal, the Reverend William Branham says, in the book of the seals, on page Vamos a ver aquí. Let us see here.
549.
It says, the other day, last Sunday, a week ago today, when I was preaching on be humble, remember, God deals in little things. I didn't realize what it really was talking about. And now I see it. It is in such a humble way. You would think that something like that would be revealed to the Vatican, but it comes just like John the Baptist. It comes like the birth of our Lord in a stable. Glory to God. So help me, the hour is at hand. Amen. We hear, oh my. How would the seventh seal come? Like the birth of John, and like the birth of the Lord, of Jesus. How? By being born through a woman. And here he tells us that if he made it to that old age when God usually takes the person away, well, he could live to see him, to see that fulfillment. And Brother William continues reading there, unless I'm shot, killed, or something other, some way killed, just old age wouldn't kill me until he is come. And Brother William says, in other words, he firmly believed that if he did not die of a sickness, of an accident, or by being shot and killed, but instead if he had to die of an old age, by being old, he believed that he would literally see the fulfillment of the second coming of Christ, the fulfillment of the one who would get on that platform. And there, we can clearly see what Brother William Soto Santiago spoke to us in this message, and in so many others, he has spoken about this portion, which he has read and we have also read. And now, every time that he touches on that portion on that page 119, paragraph 1058, notice, we see more and more clearly who that character is of whom Brother Branham and to whom Brother Branham refers to. He would literally see the fulfillment of the second coming of Christ. Therefore, that ministry that God would be operating in that instrument could not be there in that year, because he wasn't born yet at that time. Because if he was already born, he would not have said, I will not die of an old age until he is here. He would have had said that he was already born, or something else, so that the people would understand that that instrument was already born. But since the fulfillment of the second coming of the Lord, he was not born yet when he was saying that, then he has to refer to the future. He has to speak of the future, saying, I will not die of an old age until he comes, until he is here. And here our brother William clarifies it, and he emphasizes it and explains it so clear that now that mystery of the seventh seal is clearly open to us. Because it was prophesied that the seventh seal would be open to the church bride at this end time. Because with the opening of the seventh seal, the bride, the church bride, which was waiting for the revelation for the rapture in faith, would receive that revelation. In other words, that seal would be open to her. Brother Branham opened six seals, but the seven was left. It says, the end time seal, when it starts, will be absolutely a total secret according to the Bible. Brother Branham did not open the seventh seal, which is the coming of the Lord. The one who would open the seventh seal, the coming of the Lord, is the same one who would be fulfilling that promise. Because he says that the seventh seal, the coming of the Lord, the Messiah, who is the anointed one, the Christ, would present himself. In other words, he himself would be opening that mystery. Now, notice, this is by revelation. A person cannot say, no, I understand it this way, I believe it this way, I have been in the message for such amount of years, and I believe it this way because I have a lot of knowledge. I know that this has to be the way I'm thinking. That is an intellectual revelation. A revelation that the person has by the intellect, by reasoning. But when the revelation comes from above, from heaven, then God opens the understanding of that person and says, I believe this because I am receiving this revelation from on high. And it can be a person who has started from the beginning, or in the middle, or at the end, who has only been in the message for 4 years, 2 years, and receives the revelation of the coming of the Lord, of the coming of the Son of Man. And that revelation comes from above, from on high, and that person obtains the rapturing faith. And yet someone else who started from the beginning, who seemingly has more knowledge of the message, and who has instead received the revelation by intellect, in other words, human private interpretations of what God brought. In other words, of the message that the Reverend William Branham brought forerunning, and of the good tidings brought by our beloved brother William Soto Santiago, which is the message that I'm standing on, and is the foundation of everything God is doing at this end time. That is why we love the message of our brother Branham. We love the message of our brother William Soto Santiago, because it is the word, the message, the foundation of what God is doing today in the fulfillment of the 10th vision. Now he goes on to say, this is why when they say no, they don't want to put the messages of brother William anymore. Look at the things that people come up with to speak and to say things that are not true. And they will be accountable for that. Everything they speak at this time that is a lie, they will be accountable for that before God. We are in the days of Ananias and Sapphira, and all those things are seen, being fulfilled in the midst of the church, the same as what happened in the days of the apostles. Now, the message, the foundation of what God is doing, is that platform left by the Reverend William Branham, and the message left by Dr. William Soto Santiago. He says, let's read that paragraph again. In other words, he firmly believed that if he did not die of a sickness, of an accident, or by being shot and killed, but instead he had to die of old age, by being old, he believed that he would literally see the fulfillment of the second coming of Christ. The fulfillment of the one who would get on that platform. But let us look at something else that he says here, which comforted him. I may not do it. Now look, I may not do it, but this message will introduce Jesus Christ to the world. Brother William says, now, he is thinking about his departure. I may not do it. I may depart beforehand. But this message will introduce Jesus Christ to the world. He says, but now, if this message will introduce Jesus Christ to the world, with what presentation, that instrument in the fulfillment of the tent, in the fulfillment of the coming of the Son of Man as the lightning, in which message will he be placing himself? In other words, having that platform, with the message of the Reverend William Branham, my forerunner. Now notice that this was also spoken on that year, 1933, which is the next thing we're going to read here. Our brother William continues saying, he says that when the angel in the year 1933, when he was baptizing in the Ohio River, he was baptizing the 17th candidate, the pillar of fire came down, the angel in the pillar of fire, and said to him, as John the Baptist was forerunner of the first coming of Christ, your message will be the forerunner, is the forerunner of the second coming of Christ. In some places, he says, you are or you will be the forerunner of the second coming of Christ. But with what does a forerunner messenger foreruns? The one who comes after him? With his message. There cannot be a forerunner forerunning something without a message. Therefore, what the forerunner foreruns with is with the message that God gives him. And he left the message of the forerunner. It is recorded. It is printed in booklets and books, such as the seals, the seven seals, and the book of the seven ages, and the book of the 70 weeks of Daniel, and some other books. Therefore, the fulfillment of the one who will come after the forerunner at the last day must be the fulfillment of what has already been promised. And that is why he would say, and he would tell us, let's review, search. The message has already been recorded, it is in booklet, it is on tapes, review. Why does one have to review it? So that when the test comes, in other words, when the fulfillment comes of that which was spoken, prophesied, you will not overlook the fulfillment of that which was promised that the church bride would receive. It is as simple as that. But they place themselves and speak things they do not know, placing him there. Because notice, they take messages a certain way, just in one angle, and they stick with that. It's because he's doing a work over there. When we have been promised that for the resurrection, he will only be there for 3.5 days there. The one who goes there will only be there 3.5 days. He is the one who is to bring those from the sixth dimension. Not like some say, no, it's because he is over there, and when he comes, he will bring those who will resurrect. And where do you leave Revelation 11? In other words, things must be placed where they go, because otherwise you will have a mixed up. And you will put yourself in the position where Brother Branham had that vision, where he had the fishing line all tangled up in between his legs, and he did not know how to untangle it. Even with his mouth, he tried. He put it between the teeth. It is like when you're trying to untangle something that is like a knotted mess, like with a line or any other type of string that is used to work and gets all tangled up. That person would place himself like that because he would have everything tangled up. And as time goes by, there will be more and more tangled up because a spirit of error comes to them, a lying spirit, and they stay in that environment of error. He continues saying here, therefore, he will come fulfilling what he was said that the one who would come after him would do. But the fulfillment of what was promised will not be seen, which pertains to the end, will not be seen at the beginning. It will be seen gradually, progressively, fulfilling each promise at its corresponding time, like in the first coming of Christ, where it was promised that he would bear our sins and the chastisements of peace would be upon him, and so on. That wasn't seen when Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem of Judea. Neither was it seen when he was in Egypt. Neither was he seen in his childhood until he was 12. He wasn't seen at his youth age, 15 or 13 years old, or 15 years and older, and 18 years and old. He wasn't even seen when he began his ministry of 3.5 years. But at the end of the 3.5 years, that prophecy was seen fulfilled. But before that, the Spirit of the Lord will be upon him in the ministry of 3.5 years. Fulfilling Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2, until preaching the day or year of the acceptable year of the Lord. But when it says, and the day of vengeance of our God, that would not be seen preached by Christ, and to be fulfilled at that time. Why? Because that belongs to the second coming of Christ. Where? In the fulfillment of the second coming of Christ, in his message that he will be given us, where the day of vengeance of our God will be preached. The mystery of the seven plagues and the seven vials will be opened, and also the mystery of the trumpets under the seventh trumpet. And notice, the mystery here of the seventh trumpet which I told you that belongs to the ministry of the two olive trees, the ministries of Moses and Elijah. He says in the book of Quotations, page 128, paragraph 1143, he tells us, let us look it up here in the book of Quotations, to have it open there in that portion. At the beginning, our brother William reads there, under the seventh trumpet is to Israel the same as the seventh seal was to the church. It is the same. And here in the book of Quotations, at the top he writes, seventh trumpet equals seventh seal. Notice, it's the same thing. It says, now notice, seventh seal for the church is the seventh trumpet for the Hebrew people. And now on page 129, paragraph 1150, it says, let us turn to 1150. At the beginning also, now as soon as this church, the bride, is drawn together, she is taken up. And that mystery of the seventh seal, see? Brother William says, the mystery will be known. Of what? Of the seventh seal. And the Jews is called by the mystery of the seventh trumpet, which is two prophets, Elijah and Moses. And Brother William says, by the mystery of the seventh trumpet, which is Moses and Elijah, 144,000 will be called. That mystery being fulfilled in the midst of the Hebrew people, and with the Hebrews, he will make the call and gathering of 144,000 Hebrews. And the seventh trumpet, see, this will happen under the seventh trumpet, the seventh trumpet of Revelation chapter 11, verse 7 and on. And now, under the mystery of the seventh seal, it says, now, as soon as this church, the bride, is drawn together, she is taken up, and the mystery of the seventh seal, see, because the church will know the mystery of the seventh seal, just as Israel will know the mystery of the seventh trumpet. Notice, the church bride is the first one who has known the mystery of the seventh seal. Then the 144,000 will know the mystery of the seventh trumpet. Now remember that those 10 tribes have been scattered and are in the midst of Christianity. Now notice that without those two tribes that are left, the one of Judah and Benjamin, the stick of Judah and Benjamin, they must be in the hand of the prophet, with and united together with those 10 tribes. Now, at any moment, they will be completely joined together. Therefore, just as the church, bride, has already known and received the revelation of the seventh seal, which is the coming of the Lord, she has known the birth of the ministry. She has known when he was born again. She has known the ministry, his ministry. She has known his occupation. She has known so many things, because it is the time in which that seventh seal is being opened. And what she does not understand yet, some things, those elect who will be raptured, transformed and raptured, we are told that we will understand them later on. But they have believed and they have received the fulfillment of that promise, and they are being taught and they are receiving all that teaching where the rapturing faith is obtained, where there are requirements to reach the adoption, because without fulfilling any of those requirements, no one will be adopted. You must fulfill those requirements to be adopted, to be transformed, and thus receive the eternal and glorified body. Just as the church bride has been receiving that revelation of the mystery of the seventh seal, which is open, and notice, we even know the name of that manifestation. The Hebrew people has been also crystallizing. The seventh trumpet, the feast of the trumpets, has been materializing in the midst of the Hebrew people. And the trumpet has begun to sound to Israel. And God is fulfilling what He promised. And just like in that last week, which has two parts, the 70th week of the prophecy of Daniel. First, God shows in one way what that time would be, being fully fulfilled. And in that third pool is when the bride comes in, because He says that the third pool is for the bride, is for the sleeping virgin, the foolish, and for the lost, and of course for the 144,000. When He says, and for the world, well, that also includes the 144,000. In other words, that group is also identified there, which although it may not be said, when the bride, the foolish, and the world are mentioned, well, that includes the lost and also the group of the 144,000. In other words, God fulfills things in such a simple way that everything is being fulfilled, that if we do not watch, as our brother Branham and our brother William said, if we don't watch, if we do not review, if we do not read, we will miss it. We were given enough time to review, so that when God was carrying out that quick work, that quick message, that would go around the world, you wouldn't miss it, and you would instead receive the blessings contained in His coming. You would receive the blessings of the coming of the Son of Man as the lightning. Now, our brother William continues saying, and now, here on page 130, now he turns to page 130, paragraph 1164, it says, remember that they which are alive and remain shall not hinder those which are sleeping, for the trump of God, that last trump, the sixth one has just sounded, and that last trumpet, like the last seal, will be the coming of the Lord. It shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. There he writes, the great trumpet equals the seventh seal, the resurrection, and all the writings which we have already read. And on 1150, I didn't quote you there the writing, which we have also read it, and you already have it. Moses and Elijah on 150 above. Moses and Elijah equals the mystery of the seventh trumpet. And on page, Brother William says, on page 149 of the Book of Quotations, paragraph 1333, says, remember that they which are alive and remain shall not hinder those which are sleeping. For the trump of God, the last trumpet, the sixth one has just sounded, and that last trumpet, like the last seal, will be the coming of the Lord. It shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, just resting till that time. And above he writes there, the resurrection. And he also writes, to Israel, the last trumpet. And the last seal, to Gentiles, equals the coming. And he preached this in November 7th of the year 1965. And now here God, by His Holy Spirit, through the Reverend William Branham, gives us the promise of that last trumpet. That great voice of the trumpet is going to sound. And that great voice of the trumpet is the same voice of the archangel and trumpet of God. It is the great voice of the trumpet, the last trumpet. It will sound, and the dead in Christ will rise first, and we who are alive will be changed. But that trumpet sounds first. See, what sounds first? The seventh trumpet, so that the resurrection may take place. The trumpet of the year of Jubilee, the trumpet of the gospel of the kingdom, to obtain the revelation of the seventh seal, the revelation of the second coming of Christ, to thus obtain the faith, the revelation to be transformed and taken with Christ to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Now notice that for the church bride, what she sees is the seventh seal being open. But she can also say, we have been hearing the trumpet of the year of Jubilee, the seventh trumpet. We have been hearing it. And that is why we are receiving the rapturing faith, which Israel, when they see it, when they see that instrument in the midst of the church, and they will hear that trumpet. Because when the trumpet was sounded, notice, everyone knew at that time that Joseph was coming. In other words, something will be moving and is moving in the midst of the planet Earth, both for the church as for the foolish, as for the 144,000, and also for the lost. With the revelation of the gospel of the grace, which is the one that reveals or where the revelation of the first coming of Christ is, we obtain the faith to receive Christ as our Savior and to obtain the forgiveness of our sins, be baptized in water in His name, and receive the Holy Spirit, and obtain the inner transformation, and obtain the new birth, and obtain the heavenly body, and thus enter into the kingdom of God. But we still need that physical redemption, the redemption of the body, which will be our transformation, where we will physically enter with a glorified body into the kingdom of God. And we will be in that body in the glorious millennial kingdom of Christ. In other words, the same thing that has taken place in the dispensation of grace, in the spiritual, will take place in the dispensation of the kingdom, in order to carry out the physical part of the kingdom of Christ. And now let us turn back to 119 to conclude what we were reading. We pause here where it says, I may not do it, but this message will introduce Jesus Christ to the world. As John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming, so is the message to forerun the second coming. And John said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. See? So it's parallel in every way, and I know it will. It will be parallel in every way, says Brother William. Therefore, just as John the Baptist was present with the message with which he was forerunning the first coming of Christ, the forerunner of the second coming of Christ, even though he may not be in physical body present, his message will be present. Notice how everything runs parallel. So, wherever the mystery of the seventh seal, the mystery of the second coming of Christ is shown, the message of the forerunner will be there. Wherever the mystery of the seventh seal is being shown, the message of the forerunner will be there. And that is what I do all the time. That's my platform. That is what was foreshadowed by the Reverend William Branham. So, whenever the mystery of the seventh seal, the mystery of the second coming of Christ is shown, the message of the forerunner will be there. And therefore, what was promised for this end time will be introduced in the message of the forerunner. Everything the forerunner said about the one who would come after him will be shown in the message of the forerunner. That is why I use those messages. That is why I use the message of Dr. William Soto Santiago, because they said what God would be doing at the end time. In other words, what your eyes are seeing. That is why back then, when Jesus started to speak, that part in that third pool, which Judas did not go beyond. Notice, one of the things that he revealed to them there, to all those who were there, was what spirit Judas had. And he exposed him there. And he said to him, go, do what you're going to do quickly. In other words, he took him out of the group. That minority, one, went away. He left. And then, for sure, when he went there to the high priest and to all of them, to the leaders, look, now this guy says that I'm not a believer of the message of the law. And he says such and such a thing of me. I'd rather stay with you, with what Moses brought. I'd rather stay with what the prophets said. And he cannot be the Messiah. So let's do something. I am going to tell you. And there he starts engaging with that conversation with them. And then he arranges with them to betray him. But behind the scenes, because he did not touch him. Look, instead what he did was kiss him. He stayed behind. Those are the ones who throw the stone and hide. And then they say, no, I didn't do anything. I'm not doing anything. But they applaud what others do. In other words, the one who orders to kill is just as guilty as the one who executes it. Now notice, those are the ones who think they are saints, but they are worse. Now notice that everything that happened back then in the time of Jesus is what is happening at this time, because everything would be parallel. In the time of Moses, we see Moses with the same problems as well. But notice that because of what Moses did, he did not enter into the promised land. But God already had there that instrument which crossed the Hebrew people into the promised land. But notice, beforehand, there was a time of trial. There was some requirement to go in. But at this time, many want to stay behind. Just as far as the part when Moses went to the mountain, and when he came down, they had made a golden calf. Notice, all of that, whoever doesn't have the revelation of what that means is going to be very tangled up. Because notice that you must put the scriptures in the right place. Because otherwise, that spirit of error, that lying spirit gets a hold of them. And they think one thing, and when, at the end, God gets to the point he fulfills everything, they are going to be rejected. Because they are going to be thinking that the promises that he was speaking through the prophets were in a certain way. And when they get to the end, they're going to say, but I thought it was a certain way. And now I see it is the other way. Because they distort everything and it is not that way. But it is according to how God promised it. When Moses came down, notice, the one who told him that the people were in that disarray was Joshua. Now notice that all of that is being seen where we have seen that golden calf throughout the trajectory, which we have seen quite clearly in some studies. And we will get off the topic a little bit, but notice that in the time of Moses, the same thing happened. The person cannot stay behind. God continued moving forward. And through that other instrument that he was already preparing, he fulfilled his promise, even though Moses was no longer there. Because God always works through an instrument. If Brother Branham left and Brother William left, then there must be another instrument, as simple as that. And you see it so simple, and how many people make it complicated. But he that is of God hears God's voice. He that is of God and will receive the transformation will receive the revelation from on high. And he comes, as our Brother Branham says, to those who wait for him. they are the ones who would receive him. He who will not be transformed will not receive him, will not receive that revelation from above, because it is by divine election, by predestination, that God has those who will be transformed and those who will stay in the great tribulation. Later on, they will realize it, as Judas Iscariot became aware that after he betrayed the Master, he realized what he did and went and hung himself. Many will hang themselves with their own interpretations and also with the interpretations that other people told them. Now, he continues saying, and with the message of the forerunner, everything that God has promised to do at this time will be confirmed. In other words, what God do at this time will be directly aligned with the whole scripture, with everything that the prophet spoke about this end time that God would be doing, and with what the Lord Jesus Christ spoke, and with what the apostles spoke, and with what the Reverend William Branham spoke. In other words, it will be directly aligned with the whole scripture from Genesis to Revelation. Look at the letter of introduction that that instrument has. The whole Bible, all the messages of the Reverend William Branham, and all the messages of Dr. William Soto Santiago, plus the message of the seventh seal, plus the message that he brings, the opening of the seventh seal, the fulfillment of the seventh seal. And in the book of Revelation, the message of the forerunner is included, the message of the seventh angel of the seventh age of the church, and the messages of the seventh angel messengers are also included, and also the message that the apostles had are also included. Therefore, with all that Christ will be doing at this time, he will bring the great victory in divine love, and he will bring the physical triumph over the kingdom of darkness, just as he brought the spiritual triumph over the kingdom of darkness, over the kingdom and powers of the enemy. The coming of the Son of Man as the lightning. Let us stand and thus leave in this subject, the coming of the Son of Man as the lightning, our dear brother and friend, Dr. William Soto Santiago.